You're listening to SBS News.
At the virtual summit hosted by Italy, G20 leaders who represent the world's richest economies vowed to accelerate aid to Afghanistan. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi says the meeting was a success because it was the first time world leaders have given a multilateral response to the Afghan crisis. Central to the diplomatic and humanitarian response since the Taliban's takeover on the 15th of August has been the United Nations, in part because many countries don't want direct contact with the Taliban. Mr. Draghi spoke at the meeting, saying most of the G20 would offer aid, even if it meant having to coordinate the response with the Taliban, Afghanistan's new rulers.
Now we have to answer the humanitarian crisis. That's the very first thing. If that requires, it will require contacts with the Talibans. There's no alternative to having contacts with them. They are essential for this answer, for this response to be effective. But as you said, that doesn't imply a recognition. A recognition will have to acknowledge that the Talibans will be judged for what their deeds are, not their words. The government, as we know, it's not really inclusive. It's not really representative. The women's right, so far as we can see, we seem like going back 20 years, at least now. So recognition means, by most of the G20 countries, means that progress has been made exactly along the words and the commitments the Taliban government took a few days ago.
In less than 2 months, Afghanistan's economy has all but collapsed. Banks are running out of money, food prices have soared, and civil servants haven't been paid. The crisis is estimated to be affecting at least 18 million people, equivalent to half its population. The UN saying the aid operation is underway in a race against time as winter approaches. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was at the meeting and says Afghanistan is falling into chaos.
We all have nothing to gain if the entire monetary or financial system in Afghanistan is collapsing, because then humanitarian aid can no longer be provided either. Of course, it is not always an easy distinction, but to watch, so to speak, 40 million people fall into chaos because neither electricity can be supplied nor a financial system exists, that cannot and must not be the goal of the international community.
But there are differing international positions on Afghanistan, with some sources saying China and Russia have a non-interference foreign policy, while Western nations do not. Russia did not take part in the emergency summit. There's much secrecy around Russia's business dealings with Afghanistan, but the suggestion is that it supplies weapons and monetary support for countries on the Afghan border. Neither did China. It's understood they have an interest in exploring and exploiting minerals in Afghanistan. But Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi did indicate Western contact with the Taliban, making it clear recognition of the Taliban as an official government was off the cards.
It's very hard to see how one can help the Afghan people, which is a big number, and Afghanistan is a big country, without some sort of involvement of the Taliban government, of de facto government, let's call it this way. Very difficult to begin with to bring the necessary aid. I mean, if they don't want us to enter, we don't enter. So this is the degree of involvement, which, as I said, doesn't imply at all recognition. Recognition is a political decision that would be taken only when the international community, agrees that progress has been made on various issues, the respect of human rights, of women, girls, education, essential individual freedoms, and so on. And right now, there isn't any progress that we can see.
Qatar is another nation that toes the line of legitimizing the Taliban's rule over Afghanistan and on Tuesday hosted talks between the Taliban and Western representatives, including Western and Northern European countries, as well as diplomats from the United Kingdom and Canada. German diplomats also attended the meeting in Qatar, with Chancellor Angela Merkel saying they have reservations about a Taliban government, but talks will still take place.
All of us said today, according to our current assessment, and I have said this very clearly, as have many others, that the Taliban government is not inclusive. That is why the issue of recognizing the Taliban is not on the agenda. Nevertheless, there must and should be talks, as are now increasingly taking place.
Meanwhile, Qatar's special envoy for counter-terrorism and mediation in conflict resolution, Mutlaq bin Majid al-Qahtani, was speaking at a global security forum and says recognising the Taliban government in Afghanistan is less of a priority.
This is a sovereign decision that they decide. It's not up to us to decide or to impose what we think is the right thing. What's more a priority as we speak now is the humanitarian, is the education, is free passage of passengers. There is a lot of issues which we think is quite important.
At the G20, there was unanimous agreement among the participants about the need to alleviate the crisis in Afghanistan, with the European Union pledging a 1 billion euro support package. Diana Damjanovic, SBS News.